bringing you the very best in contemporary music. Traditional music. I'm just waiting on Jesus. All with real Christian. And the Word of God.
You know, you get you some good friends and you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process, because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
The blackness, the blackness.
When I was facing the bottom, down on my luck, you came along and picked me up and
brought new purpose in my life. Yes, you did.
When I was out in the cold,
somebody helped
me. You took me in and gave me shelter.
Your kingdom of tranquility in me.
Just show me how true love shall be.
don't you wanna go?
Wait a minute, I come in church for one going through something right now. The reason why the devil is fighting you the way he is, because you're just blessed like that. But know this,
when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. We come to let you know that the devil don't like it, but you're blessed like that.
Oh, the devil don't like it,
blessed like that.
Devil don't like it, no. Flow.
song is about heaven, all right? Houston, I said the song is about heaven. I said the song is about heaven. It's about heaven. I want you to clap with me. Clap, clap. Come on, come on. Houston, Houston, come on. Don't you go nowhere, don't you go nowhere. Come on, come on. What's this? Keep coming. Here we go.
To know. is another SOP exclusive. That's Bliss, and I'm Natalie. Let's pray about the change of game. Y'all ready for this? Come on.
No condemnation, I'm free. I dance that thing in liberty. Don't care what they think about me.
Yeah. Figure it out. Come on.
Thanks for listening. are listening to the number one quartet station in the world.
So why don't we give him some praise tonight? Come on. Somebody just lift your hand and tell him right now.
Lord, I'm so thankful.
Oh, I come through some trouble.
Come on, let's praise the name of our God tonight.
Lift those hands.
Lift those hands.
He's worthy.
Without even being made free.
Oh, ain't it a shame? No.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord and good afternoon. We are live and we want to welcome you to our prayer-thon. And those of you just locking in or just tuning in, we want to thank you so much as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And I know some of you right now, you are ready to touch and agree with us on today. Now, look, if you are having a schedule kind of tight and you've got some things that you need to take care of, it might be okay to just push it aside for the day. Just for today, we're going to start our prayer very shortly. And many of you know all that's going on around the world. You look in your community, out of the city, state, and look around the world and see all of the tragic incidents that are happening and occurring. Young men getting killed, as well as young ladies getting killed today. And there's so much going on that we don't know what we are going to do, some of us. But somebody told me prayer changes things. I believe today that the man of God that's going to come forth and lead us in prayer on today, I pray that you will receive him as he comes. And I believe, I don't know how long he's going to pray, but I believe today there will be a prayer to get through today. And because we're going to bind, decree, and declare by the word of God that they shall be delivered and healed in Jesus' name. And all of those strongholds that has attached itself to these young men that's attacking their mind, physically, health, and mentally, no longer can it be in their presence. We've got to break that chain. We got to bring them out of bondage and to the marvelous light of knowing that Jesus is the light of the world. Oh, my, my, my. Don't get me started. Oh, my God. Well, look, he's ready to go forth, and I know he's excited this afternoon on this beautiful Friday. Oh, my God, I'm ready to hear him come forth in prayer. It's Friday, May the 5th, 2023, and we're on our countdown of day 14, day 14 of our 30-day prayer-thon. All right, well, let me let him introduce himself, and we're going to bring him forward as we prepare to go into prayer.
This is Evangelist Brenda Brass, and today I'm standing in prayer with fathers and mothers who are believing God for the salvation and the protection of their children. Today I'm standing with you praying a deliverance prayer on behalf of your sons and daughters, and we're standing in the Word of God that is found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 54 and verse 13. The Word of God declares that all your children will be taught by the Lord, and great will be their peace. Amen. And also in the book of Psalms, chapter 112, verse 1 and 2, the Word of God declares, praise the Lord, blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in his commands. Their children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Amen. So based upon this word, I'm standing with you today in prayer, asking the Lord to break every assignment against your sons and daughters. We're asking God to get a hold of their hearts, to bring healing and deliverance to their lives. Some of them are so far away from the presence of the Lord. But guess what? No matter how far they are, God can touch their hearts. God can bring them back to the center of His will through the power of prayer. Amen. So let's stand today in prayer. We're praying, asking God to cancel every demonic assignment against their lives. We're praying that God will remove every unhealthy, ungodly friendship, every ungodly soul ties to the world, to ungodly people, and we're asking God to bring the right people into their paths in Jesus' mighty name, amen. So we're praying a powerful prayer today, asking God to set your sons and daughters free in Jesus' mighty name. Would you please join me in prayer right now? Let's believe God for your sons and daughters in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come before you on behalf of this father, this mother, on behalf of their sons and daughters. Lord, you know exactly, Lord, their sons and daughters, where they are now. Lord, you know what they are going through, Lord, in life. You know some of them, Lord, they have got wounded, Lord, in church. Some of them, they were brought up in church, and for some reason, Father, they have walked away. Some of them, Lord, they're so far away from your presence. But Father, we ask you today, Lord, that, Lord, every promise, Lord, that you have towards this son, this daughter, Lord, we pray, Father, today, Lord, that you get a hold of their hearts, that you remove, Lord, Lord, the spirit, Lord, of blindness, Lord, every blindness, a spiritual blindness, a spiritual scales, Father, to fall off their eyes today. Lord, we lift them up to you today. Lord, we declare, Lord, deliverance. Lord, we ask that you open their eyes, their spiritual eyes, the reality, Lord, that they are in right now. Lord, your word declares in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, that the God of this age has blinded the mind of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel. And so, Father, we pray right now that the blindness that Satan have brought into their son and their daughter, Lord, we ask, Lord, to remove the blindness that hinders them to see the light of the gospel. We command the spiritual blindness fall off in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we ask you also, Lord, that you remove the hardness of their heart. Lord, we ask you, Lord, that you give them a tender heart. Lord, your word declares in the book of Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 26, Lord, your word say that you will give us a new heart. You'll put a new spirit in us. You will remove from our hearts the stone and give a heart of flesh. And so, Lord, remove this stony heart, remove the hardness of the heart, and give them, Lord, a fresh, give them a tender heart. Remove, Lord, all that hardness, all that bitterness, the unforgiveness. Father, we ask you also that you remove from them the spirit of disobedience, the stronghold of disobedience and rebellion. Father, I'm asking right now that you give orders to your mighty angels right now to be released at this moment and to surround this young man, this young woman, this son, this daughter. Surround them, Lord, as a wall of fire. Lord, let your angels put chains of fire on the neck of every foul spirit that has been assigned, Lord, by Satan himself to destroy this young man, this young woman, and let every spirit, Lord, that is not of you, every demonic spirit, to be uprooted out of their lives, to be removed from their lives in Jesus' mighty name, so that the gospel that can come into this young man, to this young woman, in Jesus' mighty name, we command thy spirit, the demonic spirit of Lord, rebellion and disobedience, Lord, the spirit of pride, the spirit of arrogance, we say, out of them, loose them in Jesus' name, out of them in Jesus' name, the spirit of stubbornness, the spirit of stubbornness, loose this young man, loose this young woman, loose this son and this daughter, in Jesus' mighty name, the spirit of doubt and unbelief, we say loose them in Jesus' name, out of them, the spirit of lie, the spirit of lie and deception, out of them, loose them, devil, come out of this young man, come out of this young woman, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we declare that the assignment of the devil, Lord, to have a grip on this young man, this young woman, I say, broken off, broken off in Jesus' name. Lord, we commend that every stronghold of addiction, Lord, addiction to drugs, addiction to alcohol, addiction, Lord, to immorality, sexual perversion, sexual stronghold, I say, broken off in Jesus' name. Loose them, loose them. Loose them in Jesus' name. Lord, we command the snares of the devil, the traps of the devil, to destroy them, to kill them, to mess their lives, to mess their future. Broken off in Jesus' name. Broken off in Jesus' name. Lord, we command, Lord, every stronghold of lust, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the Lord, the pride of life, broken off in Jesus' name. Out of their lives. Out of them, out of them, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every unholy alliance, every covenant, every vow, Lord, that they have made, Lord, to the world through their decision, through their stubbornness, through their rebellion, through their disobedience, every ungodly soul ties to the world. Some of them, Lord, they cannot break free from the world. Some of them, Lord, they want to make the right decision, but they keep falling. They continue to follow the pattern of the world. And we commend that every unholy alliance to the world, the love to the world, we say, broken off. Broken off. Devil, loose them in Jesus' name. The spirit of this age, the spirit of the deception, Lord, the lies of the devil, Lord, the every fantasy of the world, every lie and deception that have a grip on their hearts, we say, loose them in Jesus' name. They belong to God. We command out of their lives in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we command that every unholy alliance to the world, we say, broken off in Jesus' mighty name. Loose them in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, every ungodly soul ties to people, Lord, to friendship, to boyfriends, to girlfriends, every unholy alliance, every ungodly soul ties, Lord, to abusers, to friendship, Lord, to abusers, to, Lord, controllers, to manipulative people, to liars, through deceivers, arrogant people, gossipers, we say broken off. Every unhealthy, unholy alliance to people, broken off. Broken off. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you bring healthy relationship, godly people. I pray, Father, that this thing that hinders them, Lord, to let it go. Some of them, they want to let it go. Some of them want to move ahead. Some of them, they want to, Lord, a better future. Some of them, they want to break free, but they don't have the strength. And so today we pray, Lord, release strength into them to break free from those unhealthy, ungodly relationships. We command those things to be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord, bring, Lord, the right people into their path. Remove the wrong people and bring the right people. Bring those, Lord, that will be able to help them, that will disciple them, that will speak life and destiny to them, those who help them to get to the next level. Lord, we call those people into their lives, those people that will bless them, that will help them to step into their destiny, to step into their career. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, we bless them and we call those wrong people out of their lives, those devil-sent people. Lord, we commend them to leave in Jesus' mighty name. We call the right people into their lives. Remove the negative influence and bring the right influence into their lives. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, we bless them. Lord, we pray protection upon them. Lord, every snare, every trap, Lord, the enemy have set in front of them, have set on their path, Lord, we ask you, give orders to your angel to remove those snares out of their path, in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, every assignment of the devil, Lord, to kill them prematurely, to end their lives, we say, broken off in Jesus' name. Loose them in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we bless them. We call them into your kingdom. We call them to walk in the destiny that you have for them. Lord, even when they were in their mother's womb, you already had a purpose and a plan for them. They are not a mistake. I pray, Lord, raise them up. Turn their mess into a message. Lord, we bless them and we call your kingdom to come upon their lives. We say, Lord, let your kingdom come and let your will be done in their lives. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we declare salvation, we declare healing, we declare deliverance, and we declare restoration into their lives. Today, In Jesus' name, amen and amen. This is Evangelist Friend of Brass, and today I'm standing in prayer with fathers and mothers who are believing God for the salvation and the protection of their children. Today I'm standing with you praying a deliverance prayer on behalf of your sons and daughters, and we're standing in the Word of God that is found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 54 and verse 13. The Word of God declares that all your children will be taught by the Lord, and great will be their peace. Amen. And also in the book of Psalms, chapter 112, verse 1 and 2, the Word of God declares, praise the Lord, blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in His commands. Their children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Amen. So based upon this word, I'm standing with you today in prayer, asking the Lord to break every assignment against your sons and daughters. We're asking God to get a hold of their hearts, to bring healing and deliverance to their lives. Some of them, they are so far away from the presence of the Lord. But guess what? No matter how far they are, God can touch their hearts. God can bring them back to the center of His will through the power of prayer. Amen. So let's stand today in prayer. We're praying, asking God to cancel every demonic assignment against their lives. We're praying that God will remove every unhealthy, ungodly friendship, every ungodly soul ties to the world, to ungodly people, and we're asking God to bring the right people into their path in Jesus' mighty name, amen. So we're praying a powerful prayer today, asking God to set your sons and daughters free in Jesus' mighty name. Would you please join me in prayer right now? Let's believe God for your sons and daughters in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come before you on behalf of this father, this mother, on behalf of their sons and daughters. Lord, you know exactly, Lord, their sons and daughters, where they are now. Lord, you know what they are going through, Lord, in life. You know some of them, Lord, they have got wounded, Lord, in church. Some of them, they were brought up in church, and for some reason, Father, they have walked away. Some of them, Lord, they're so far away from your presence. But Father, we ask you today, Lord, that, Lord, every promise, Lord, that you have towards this son, this daughter, Lord, we pray, Father, today, Lord, that you get a hold of their hearts, that you remove, Lord, the spirit, Lord, of blindness, Lord, every blindness, spiritual blindness, spiritual scales, Father, to fall off their eyes today. Lord, we lift them up to you today. Lord, we declare, Lord, deliverance. Lord, we ask that you open their eyes, their spiritual eyes, to the reality, Lord, that they are in right now. Lord, your word declares in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, that the God of this age has blinded the mind of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel. And so, Father, we pray right now that the blindness that Satan have brought into their son and the daughter, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to remove the blindness that hinders them to see the light of the gospel. We command the spiritual blindness fall off in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we ask you also, Lord, that you remove the hardness of their heart. Lord, we ask you, Lord, that you give them a tender heart. Lord, your word declares in the book of Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 26, Lord, your word say that you will give us a new heart. You'll put a new spirit in us. You will remove from our hearts the stone and give a heart of flesh. And so, Lord, remove this stony heart, remove the hardness of the heart, and give them, Lord, a fresh, give them a tender heart. Remove, Lord, all that hardness, all that bitterness, the unforgiveness. Father, we ask you also that you remove from them the spirit of disobedience, the stronghold of disobedience and rebellion. Father, I'm asking right now that you give orders to your mighty angels right now to be released at this moment to surround this young man, this young woman, this son, this daughter. Surround them, Lord, as a wall of fire. Lord, let your angels put chains of fire on the neck of every foul spirit that's been assigned, Lord, by Satan himself to destroy this young man, this young woman, and let every spirit, Lord, that is not of you, every demonic spirit, to be uprooted out of their lives, to be removed from their lives in Jesus' mighty name, so that the gospel that can come into this young man, to this young woman, in Jesus' mighty name, we commend thy spirit, the demonic spirit of rebellion and disobedience, Lord, the spirit of pride, the spirit of arrogance, we say, out of them, loose them in Jesus' name, out of them in Jesus' name, the spirit of stubbornness, the spirit of stubbornness, loose this young man, loose this young woman, loose this son and this daughter, in Jesus' mighty name, the spirit of doubt and unbelief, we say loose them in Jesus' name, out of them, the spirit of lie, the spirit of lie and deception, out of them, loose them, devil, come out of this young man, come out of this young woman, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we declare that the assignment of the devil, Lord, to have a grip on this young man, this young woman, I say, broken off in Jesus' name. Lord, we commend that every stronghold of addiction, Lord, addiction to drugs, addiction to alcohol, addiction, Lord, to immorality, sexual perversion, sexual stronghold, I say, broken off in Jesus' name. Loose them, loose them, loose them in Jesus' name. Lord, we command the snares of the devil, the traps of the devil, to destroy them, to kill them, to mess their lives, to mess their future. Broken off in Jesus' name. Broken off in Jesus' name. Lord, we command, Lord, every stronghold of lust, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the Lord, the pride of life, broken off in Jesus' name. Out of their lives. Out of them. Out of them, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every unholy alliance, every covenant, every vow, Lord, that they have made, Lord, to the world through their decision, through their stubbornness, through their rebellion, through their disobedience, every ungodly soul ties to the world. Some of them, Lord, they cannot break free from the world. Some of them, Lord, they want to make the right decision, but they keep falling. They continue to follow the pattern of the world, and we commend that every unholy alliance to the world, the love to the world, we say broken off. Broken off, devil, loose them in Jesus' name. The spirit of this age, the spirit of the deception, Lord, the lies of the devil, Lord, the every fantasy of the world, every lie and deception to have a grip on their hearts, we say loose them in Jesus' name. They belong to God. We command out of their lives in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we command that every unholy alliance to the world, we say broken off in Jesus' mighty name. Loose them in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, every ungodly soul ties to people, Lord, to friendship, to boyfriends, to girlfriends, every unholy alliance, every ungodly soul ties, Lord, to abusers, to friendship, Lord, to abusers, to, Lord, controllers, to manipulative people, to liars, to deceivers, arrogant people, gossipers, we say broken off. Every unhealthy, unholy alliance to people, broken off. Broken off. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you bring healthy relationship, godly people. I pray, Father, that this thing that hinders them, Lord, to let it go. Some of them, they want to let it go. Some of them want to move ahead. Some of them, they want to, Lord, a better future. Some of them, they want to break free, but they don't have the strength. And so today we pray, Lord, release His strength into them to break free from those unhealthy, ungodly relationships. We command those things to be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask ask you, Lord, to bring, Lord, the right people into their path. Remove the wrong people and bring the right people. Bring those, Lord, that will be able to help them, that will disciple them, that will speak life and destiny to them, those who help them to get to the next level. Lord, we call those people into their lives, those people that will bless them, that will help them to step into their destiny, to step into their career. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, we bless them and we call those wrong people out of their lives, those devil sent people. Lord, we command them to leave. In Jesus' mighty name, we call the right people into their lives. Remove the negative influence and bring the right influence into their lives. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, we bless them. Lord, we pray protection upon them. Lord, every snare, every trap, Lord, the enemy have set in front of them, have set on their path, Lord, we ask you to give orders to your angel to remove those snares out of their path. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, every assignment of the devil, Lord, to kill them prematurely, to end their lives, we say, break it off in Jesus' name. Loose them in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we bless them. We call them into your kingdom. We call them to walk in your in the destiny that you have for them. Lord, even when they were in their mother's womb, you already had a purpose and a plan for them. They are not a mistake. I pray, Lord, raise them up. Turn their mess into a message. Lord, we bless them and we call your kingdom to come upon their lives. We say, Lord, let your kingdom come and let your will be done in their lives. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we declare salvation. We declare healing. We declare deliverance and we declare restoration into their lives today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
This is Evangelist Brenda Perez, and today I'm standing in prayer with fathers and mothers who are believing God for the salvation and the protection of their children. Today I'm standing with you praying a deliverance prayer on behalf of your sons and daughters, and we're standing in the Word of God that is found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 54 and verse 13. The Word of God declares that all your children will be taught by the Lord, and great will be their peace. Amen. And also in the book of Psalms, chapter 112, verse 1 and 2, the Word of God declares, praise the Lord, blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in His commands. Their children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Amen. So based upon this word, I'm standing with you today in prayer, asking the Lord to break every assignment against your sons and daughters. We're asking God to get a hold of their hearts, to bring healing and deliverance to their lives. Some of them are so far away from the presence of the Lord. But guess what? No matter how far they are, God can touch their hearts. God can bring them back to the center of His will through the power of prayer. Amen. So let's stand today in prayer. We're praying, asking God to cancel every demonic assignment against their lives. We're praying that God will remove every unhealthy, ungodly friendship, every ungodly soul ties to the world, to ungodly people, and we're asking God to bring the right people into their path in Jesus' mighty name, amen. So we're praying a powerful prayer today, asking God to set your sons and daughters free in Jesus' mighty name. Would you please join me in prayer right now? Let's believe God for your sons and daughters in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come before you on behalf of this father, this mother, on behalf of their sons and daughters. Lord, you know exactly, Lord, their sons and daughters, where they are now. Lord, you know what they are going through, Lord, in life. You know some of them, Lord, they have got wounded, Lord, in church. Some of them, they were brought up in church, and for some reason, Father, they have walked away. Some of them, Lord, they're so far away from your presence. But Father, we ask you today, Lord, that, Lord, every promise, Lord, that you have towards this son, this daughter, Lord, we pray, Father, today, Lord, that you get a hold of their hearts, that you remove, Lord, the spirit, Lord, of blindness, Lord, every blindness is spiritual blindness, is spiritual scales, Father, to fall off their eyes today. Lord, we lift them up to you today. Lord, we declare, Lord, deliverance. Lord, we ask that you open their eyes, their spiritual eyes, to the reality, Lord, that they are in right now. Lord, your word declares in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, that the God of this age has blinded the mind of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel. And so, Father, we pray right now that the blindness that Satan have brought into their sons and the daughter, Lord, we ask the Lord to remove the blindness that hinders them to see the light of the gospel. We command the spiritual blindness fall off in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we ask you also, Lord, that you remove the hardness of their heart. Lord, we ask you, Lord, that you give them a tender heart. Lord, your word declares in the book of Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 26, Lord, your word says that you will give us a new heart. You'll put a new spirit in us. You will remove from our hearts the stone and give a heart of flesh. And so, Lord, remove this stony heart, remove the hardness of the heart, and give them, Lord, a fresh, give them a tender heart. Remove, Lord, all that hardness, all that bitterness, the unforgiveness. Father, we ask you also that you remove from them the spirit of disobedience, the stronghold of disobedience and rebellion. Father, I'm asking you right now that you give orders to your mighty angels right now to be released at this moment and to surround this young man, this young woman, this son, this daughter. Surround them, Lord, as a wall of fire. Lord, let your angels put chains of fire on the neck of every foul spirit that's been assigned, Lord, by Satan himself to destroy this young man, this young woman, and let every spirit, Lord, that is not of you, every demonic spirit to be uprooted out of their lives, to be removed from their lives in Jesus' mighty name, so that the gospel that can come into this young man, to this young woman, in Jesus' mighty name, we command thy spirit, the demonic spirit of rebellion and disobedience, Lord, the spirit of pride, the spirit of arrogance, we say, out of them, loose them in Jesus' name, out of them in Jesus' name, the spirit of stubbornness, the spirit of stubbornness, loose this young man, loose this young woman, loose this son and this daughter, in Jesus' mighty name, the spirit of doubt and unbelief, we say, loose them in Jesus' name, out of them, the spirit of lie, the spirit of lie and deception, out of them, loose them, devil, come out of this young man, come out of this young woman, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we declare that the assignment of the devil, Lord, to that have a grip on this young man, this young woman, I say, broken off in Jesus' name. Lord, we command that every stronghold of addiction, Lord, addiction to drugs, addiction to alcohol, addiction, Lord, to immorality, sexual perversion, sexual stronghold, I say, broken off in Jesus' name. Loose them, loose them, loose them in Jesus' name. Lord, we command the snares of the devil, the traps of the devil, to destroy them, to kill them, to mess their lives, to mess their future. Broken off in Jesus' name. Broken off in Jesus' name. Lord, we command, Lord, every stronghold of lust, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the Lord, the pride of life, broken off in Jesus' name. Out of their lives. Out of them. Out of them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Of every unholy alliance, every covenant, every vow, Lord, that they have made, Lord, to the world through their decision, through their stubbornness, through their rebellion, through their disobedience, every ungodly soul ties to the world. Some of them, Lord, they cannot break free from the world. Some of them, Lord, they want to make the right decision, but they keep falling. They continue to follow the pattern of the world. And we command that every unholy alliance to the world, the love to the world, we say, broken off.
broken off. Devil, loose them in Jesus' name. The spirit of this age, the spirit of the deception, Lord, the lies of the devil, Lord, the every fantasy of the world, every lie and deception that have a grip on their hearts, we say, loose them in Jesus' name. They belong to God. We command out of their lives in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we command that every unholy alliance to the world, we say, break it off in Jesus' mighty name. Loose them in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, every ungodly soul ties to people, Lord, to friendship, to boyfriends, to girlfriends, every unholy alliance, every ungodly soul ties, Lord, to abusers, to friendship, Lord, to abusers, to, Lord, controllers, to manipulative people, to liars, to deceivers, arrogant people, gossipers, we say, break it off. Every unhealthy, unholy alliance to people, break it off. Break it off. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you bring healthy relationship, godly people. I pray, Father, that this thing that hinders them, Lord, to let it go. Some of them, they want to let it go. Some of them want to move ahead. Some of them, they want to, Lord, a better future. Some of them, they want to break free, but they don't have the strength. And so today we pray, Lord, release strength into them to break free from those unhealthy, ungodly relationships. We command those things to be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord, bring, Lord, the right people into their path. Remove the wrong people and bring the right people. Bring those, Lord, that will be able to help them, that will disciple them, that will speak life and destiny to them, those who help them to get to the next level. Lord, we call those people into their lives, those people that will bless them, that will help them to step into their destiny, to step into their career. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, we bless them and we call those wrong people out of their lives, those devil sent people. Lord, we command them to leave in Jesus' mighty name. We call the right people into their lives. Remove the negative influence and bring the right influence into their lives. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, we bless them. Lord, we pray protection upon them. Lord, every snare, every trap, Lord, the enemy have set in front of them, have set on their path, Lord, we ask you to give orders to your angel to remove those snares out of their path. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, every assignment of the devil, Lord, to kill them prematurely, to end their lives, we say, break it off in Jesus' name. Loose them in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we bless them. We call them into your kingdom. We call them to walk in the destiny that you have for them. Lord, even when they were in their mother's womb, you already had a purpose and a plan for them. They are not a mistake. I pray, Lord, raise them up. Turn their mess into a message. Lord, we bless them and we call your kingdom to come upon their lives. We say, Lord, let your kingdom come and let your will be done in their lives. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we declare salvation, we declare healing, we declare deliverance, and we declare restoration into their lives today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Welcome to 30 Minutes Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, heard Monday through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. You can call in right now at 347-215-8049. Hebrews 11:1, and it reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Join us as we touch and agree by faith, believing for your miraculous deliverance and healing, as we join together in unity, touching and agreeing in the name of Jesus Christ. Come and join right now, live, 30 Minutes Power of Prayer. Let's go live.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul. and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Psalm 103, verses 1 to 5 is our portion. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Come on, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. He is good. He is great. He is Alpha. He is Omega. He is the beginning. He is your ending. Hallelujah. Father God, we want to give you praise today. We bless your name, oh God. Father God, this is who you are to us this morning, oh God. Father, you are our Savior. You are the Savior of Israel. You are the Savior of our households. You are a strong deliverer. You are Yahweh Shalom, our peace. You restore us. You deliver us. You are our rock. You are our Prince of Peace, Father God. In the name of Jesus, you are our Redeemer through Jesus. Father God, you are our everything, our salvation. Father God, you are gracious. You are merciful. Father, you are compassionate and loving. And so we bless your name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Father, you are the God of hope, the God of mercy, the God of peace. Father, I thank you. You are the forgiving God, the God of all comfort. Father, you are the God of all grace. And so I just want to say thank you. Thank you. You are holy. You are our holy Father, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You are the Father of glory, the Father of lights. Father God, you are everlasting Father. You are Yahweh Jireh, the God who sees us and you provide for us. You lead us out of Lodabar into, Father, a path of green pasture. Father God, I thank you. You are Abba, our Father. You are the sustainer of my soul. Father God, you keep us, oh God. Father, you are Yahweh Shammah, the Lord who's always there, never leaving us nor forsaking us. You're there with us today, Father, every day. You're going with us today. You are Yahweh Shammah. Father, I thank you. You are our portion, oh God. You are our hope, our helper, our healer. Father, I want to thank you that you are our shepherd, our stronghold, our great reward, our very great reward. You are our strong refuge, our strong tower, oh God. Father, I thank you. You are our strong fortress, our strong refuge, and our strong tower in the name of Jesus. You are our strength, Father. You are our rock eternal. And so we bless you. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Father, you are our song. You are our glory. You are our keeper. You are our hiding place. Father, you are our sovereign king in the name of Jesus. That's who you are to us, oh God. King of kings, Lord of lords, oh God. Emmanuel, God with us. Father, I thank you that you are our judge, our supreme judge in the courts of heaven because of the blood of Jesus. We're not guilty, Father. We are innocent because of the blood, not because of anything we've done, but because of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Father, you are holy. You are the righteous one, consuming fire. You are holy, oh God. We lift up holy hands unto you. You are the potter. We are the clay. We are blessed and most highly favored by you, King of kings, Yahweh, in the name of Jesus. in the name of Jesus. Exalted God, the Most High, El Elyon, we bow down before you, O God, in reverence today, O God. In the name of Jesus, you are Yahweh Jireh, you are Yahweh Rapha, you are Yahweh Nisi, you are Yahweh Shalom, Father. I adore you, I love you, I bless you, I bless you. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord with me, bless the Lord. Let us exalt his name together in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, my mind, my will and emotions, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless. I command my soul to bless the Lord. Ah, yes, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Bless the Lord. I command my body to praise the Lord. I command my soul, my spirit to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Father God, I want to thank you that your angels have heard the word and they are running to fulfill, Father God, these promises. Father, as we bless you, Father, I want to thank you in advance, Father God, for your benefits. I want to thank you, Father God, in advance, oh God, for forgiving us, healing us, oh God. Father, I want to thank you in advance for restoring us, oh God, restoring our lives, Father, from destruction. Father, I want to thank you in advance for crowning our heads, oh God, with love and kindness and tender mercies and forgiving us good things, oh God, and for renewing our youths, oh God, like the eagles in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says that Balaam and Balak try to fight against the people of God, and I began to look up the definition for the names of these individuals, and the name Balak means devastator or one who lays waste. Devastator or one who lays waste. And the name Balaam, the name Balaam means, let me give it to you. The name Balaam means devour. Devourer. So the one who devours. Okay? So Balaam, the fake prophet, his name means devour. Okay? Devour. Were. Okay? So the ones who devour. And we see that Balak has a similar definition. Devastator. Devastator or one who lays waste. And this is what the enemy wants us to do. This is what the devil wants us to do to ourselves, right? We walk in the flesh. But this is what he also wants to do in our lives. He wants to devastate us. And so, let me give you a definition. To devastate means to destroy or ruin. To wreck, to lay waste. To ravage, demolish. It means to shatter, to shock, to traumatize, overwhelm, overcome, distress, right? It means to trash. And also, the word devour, okay, means to destroy all trace of, to deplete. It means to deplete, to drain, exhaust, expend, annihilate, desolate, demolish, devastate, pulverize, shatter. You see the similar definition. So that's why Jezebel and Ahab worked together, just like goodness and mercy worked together. And so these two were trying to tag team God's people, but God kept on blessing them. God said, you can't curse them. They're blessed. I've blessed them. And so when you devour something, it means that you exterminate, extinguish, obliterate, remove, You wipe out. Okay? And that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to bankrupt you, your family. He wants to cripple you, debilitate you, weaken you, undermine you, zap your energy. He wants to dwindle you, lessen, lower, reduce you, decrease you, okay? In a bad way. He wants you to be thrown away, okay? And so we bind the spirit of the canker worm, the caterpillar. We bind Satan and all demonic spirits of death and destruction. We bind and cast them out into the abyss. We cover ourselves in the blood. John 10, verse 10 says, The thief comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you will have life and have it to the full, have it more abundantly. Right? God said we're supposed to replenish the earth. We're supposed to have dominion. We're supposed to be fruitful and multiply. All the way in Genesis and then all the way forward to the book of John. Jesus is telling you that the thief, the enemy, the devil, comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. He comes to devour. He comes to destroy. Right? He comes to devastate our lives. But he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. God will protect us. His angels are encamped all around us. And so no weapon formed against us will prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, we condemn. We are blessed of the Lord and most highly favored. Whom the Lord has blessed, nobody can curse. In the name of Jesus. And so the Bible says in Malachi 3, verse 11, that if we follow what God is saying, right, and everything like that, in verse 11, it says, you know, when you do what God says, I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not drop their fruit before it is ripe, says the Lord Almighty. Then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty. And when you go to verse 8, it says, But you ask, how are we robbing you? So the people are asking God, how are we robbing you? And he says, in tithes and offerings. And it says, you are under a curse, your whole nation, because you are robbing me. So make sure we're not robbing God in of praise or whatever else he's requiring of us, because you are robbing me. He said, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. Verse 11, I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not drop their fruit before it is ripe, says the Lord Almighty. Then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty. And so that's one of the verse. The next verse I want to share with you is in the book of Joel. So when you begin to be fully surrendered, you know, to God, these are the promises that God will protect us. And so Joel 2:25-32 says, so I will restore to you the years the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army, which I sent among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God. Amen. And so it says, I will restore to you the years that basically were devoured, that were devastated by the enemy. So that's why we have to go back to God and continue to praise and worship him and give him whatever he requires. Don't rob him. Don't rob him. Be obedient so that God can restore us in the name of Jesus. So I decree and declare that we are no longer torn down. You know, we are being preserved. We're protected. God is building us up, constructing us. I'm talking about our spiritual walk, our families as well. Amen. God is putting us back together and raising us up in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I decree and declare it right now that God is doing a new thing in us. In the name of Jesus. We're no longer being devoured. We're no longer being devoured. We are being raised up in the Lord, in His will. Our marriages are being raised up. Our children being raised up in the Lord. We're no longer depleted and drained. We are filled with the joy of the Lord. It's bubbling up out of us. We're overflowing with blessings in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We are energized. We are strengthened. We are strengthened in the name of Jesus. We're protected from the spirit of Balaam and Balak. In the name of Jesus, I speak that God is restoring us, repairing and renovating us, our marriages, our children. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I speak that God is doing a new thing in us, healing us, mending us. God is healing us, mending us, refreshing us, rejuvenating us now, rebuilding us, reestablishing us, reconstructing us. In the name of Jesus, improving our lives. Renovating us, repairing us, making us healthy. In the name of Jesus, revitalizing us, reviving us, strengthening us. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I speak it and it is so. For the glory of God. For the glory of God. We are not devastated. We are no longer devastated. In the name of Jesus, we are restored. We are restored in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we bless your name. We bless your name, oh God. Father, I want to thank you that we're no longer being plundered, Father God. We're not being annihilated anymore. Our joy is not annihilated. Our peace no longer. Father God, we are restored. The fruit of the Spirit is evident in our lives, oh God. I thank you and I praise you, Father God, that you are building us up. Father God, you are rebuilding our ministries. Father, rebuilding, Father, our marriages, rebuilding our children, rebuilding, oh, Father God, our courage in you, our faith in you. You are helping us, saving us, oh God. I want to thank you, oh God, that you are supporting us. Father, you have redeemed us by the blood. You are assisting us, oh God, with angelic beings, your spirits, your holy, your Father God, not only your Holy Spirit, but Father God, your angels are with us, helping us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I seal this prayer in the blood, and there will be no backlash or retaliation of the devil. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, I want to thank you for a turnaround. I want to thank you, Father God, that what the devil meant for evil, you are working it together for our good. All things are working together for our good. Romans 8 is our portion. Father, we are more than conquerors today. Father God, let your favor be with us, Father. Cause us to glow in the anointing, oh God, that's upon our lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, do uncommon miracles, signs, and wonders in our lives, oh God. Father God, I thank you for uncommon favor, uncommon turnaround, uncommon blessings, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, even on our jobs, Father, I speak uncommon favor and blessings on our jobs. Father God, cause us to be promoted. Cause us to be elevated. Father, let success be our portion. Cause us to be prosperous, oh God. Prosperous on our jobs, in our businesses, in ministry, in all that we're doing in our families. Cause us to be prosperous, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Failure is not our portion. Success is our portion. And Father, we bless you for doing it, oh God, in advance, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise your name in advance, oh God, for doing it for us, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Father God, for hearing this prayer. Thank you, Father God, for answering by fire.
Thank you, Father God, for making a way today for us, oh God. Thank you, Father God, for putting our minds and souls at ease, oh God, at ease. Thank you for setting us free, oh God. Thank you, oh God, that we are leaping, oh God, with leaping for joy because you've heard our prayers. And Father God, help is on the way, and you have answered us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Say that again. I have been touched. Put your hand on your neighbor. Say, you have been touched. Put your hand on them. Say, you have been touched. Changed. Healed. Say this. Totally free from sin. Say that again. Totally free from. I have been touched. Changed. Totally free from sin. Every shackle broke. Now I can live again. Y'all say it.
In your love.
say, and no more.
And no more condemnation.
Come on, one more time, church.
In your love,
hey.
In your love, there is freedom.
The devil got you on a guilt trip, but I want you to confess.
Ask me how I made it.
see if y'all still got that mood. Let me see y'all. Come on. I see you, sister. Come on, y'all. I see you happy. I tell y'all what. I got another old song that I like to sing sometimes. Can I sing that next old song? Let me hear you sing.
Liban Albert, don't you worry about me. Oh, Liban now, mother, don't want you worry about me. You just another soldier, yeah, yeah. You're on your way home. Oh, wait, you hear my horn going. Well, don't you worry about me. When you hear my horn going, don't you worry about me. When you hear my horn going, don't want you worry about me. I'm just fixed up right now.
what's called You Get the Glory. Says,
this is so heavy, and it's bringing me to my knees, and I'm crying out, Lord, I need you now to come and see about me. And why is this life so hard? And why do you sing so far? But if things come to pass, help me to stay steadfast. Let your will be done. It says, you get the glory from this. You get the glory from this. No matter what I have to go through in this world, as long as you get the glory from me, you get the glory from this. You get the glory from this, yeah. No matter what I have to go through in this world, as long as you get the glory from me. Says, and this is my cross to bear. This is my story to tell. That no matter where I've gone, I've been tried and came out true. So let your will be done.
Come sing that chorus together. You get the glory, say.
You get the glory from this.
You get the glory.
You get the
glory.
You get the glory from this. Yeah. No matter what I have to go through in this world, as long as you get the glory from me.
The cold winds blow, stronger than ever. Sometimes it shakes my soul, but I know that my feet's on solid ground and I will not be moved. Don't just say he proves.
Na, 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 na.
your hands like this.
There ain't no pressure. He keeps me safe and warm. Yes, he does. 'Cause my feet's on solid.
Yeah.
Who makes
I've seen the works of his hand. He's come through time and time again. You can't make me doubt him, Lord.
It's brave.
I believe it. Every chain is broken. This worship is shifting the eyes of
Jesus.
Help me take it. It's moving and it's breaking. Our praise is shifting the
Yeah. What's lost is eventually found. Trials and hard times turned upside down, like a flower fertilized with a dove from a cow. And with this knowledge I have learned that salvation cannot be earned.